Let's talk about Hannibal, season 2, episode 9, Shit is Sakana. We have a body that appears to have been torn apart by two different animal species, but that's because it's a guy with an animal suit that uses a cave bear skull, which can appear like two different animals. And that guy tears people apart. Also, Will and Hannibal are dancing away at each other. And Margo, I think, who we kind of didn't talk about in the last episode. She starts the Hannibal Protege Club with Will. And they talk about, like, man, that Hannibal, he sure does encourage you to become a serial killer, doesn't he, Margo? And Margo's like, yeah, you too? Wow, that's crazy, Will.
That's probably the most significant part of this. And so maybe we'll start there. That is kind of an interesting idea that Will says, that Will tells Hannibal, hey, what happens when all of your weirdo students start, you know, pairing up notes? And I feel like that's the closest we've ever experienced to Hannibal having a surprise. I wouldn't go all the way into saying that he's surprised, but ooh, that's the closest I could picture Hannibal to being surprised.
That you've moved your pawn to rook 4, and he was expecting you to do something else, but he's like, oh, intriguing move. Intriguing like, move, Will Graham.
Oh, okay. Now, having said that, I have two complications with this episode. As you know, I'm very selfish, and normally, my favorite part of Mondays is getting up and watching Hannibal so that it's fresh in my mind so that we could talk about it during the show. Today, I got pulled away about 5 times from the show. Now, you could say that I just had a busy day and got pulled away, but there are other days that I remember the phone ringing a lot and me ignoring it and just continuing to watch Hannibal. So the question you have to decide is that my fault or Hannibal's that I found myself so very distractible while trying to watch Hannibal today? Second thing is, oh boy, is this very close to the story that one Andrew Main wrote and is a best-selling novel.
This came out April 25th, 2014.
I don't know when he wrote it.
I don't know when this episode was written.
Right. And also I don't know how universal this kind of idea is.
Sure.
You know. But I found it highly distracting and I had a hard time dialing in on this one.
The other part of the story we should talk about is that Hannibal gets the cave bear guy to try to kill Will. Lures him out into the forest, hurts one of the dogs, which I think all of us can agree was the worst part of this episode. Like, you better not freaking hit the dog. And then Will acknowledges it by saying, even Steven, I tried to kill you. You have now tried to kill me. So we're golden.
I found that deeply unsatisfying, Tom.
Hmm.
From a show where I normally expect to be surprised, I felt like that was a punt.
What was a punt about? What about it was a punt? Are you saying the attempt by Hannibal or the Will saying we're even now?
Maybe both. Because like that was a fairly unsubtle, unclever way to attack Will. And Will saw right through it. And he said, hey, this is what you did. And it's like, well, what are you going to do? And Will did quite literally what like your Michael Scott's, your literal bad middle management person would do is say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to forget about it. We're even Stevens. Stop. And it's like, well, none of that was surprising or satisfying to me.
I suppose you could look at it that way. I treated it as Hannibal knew Will would survive. Hannibal did this as a test. Like, oh, I've got here this Randall guy came across my path. let me see what Will does. Let's throw this weapon at Will and see how he dodges it. And then Will dodged it. And Hannibal said, huh, well, okay, that's interesting. Good to know. All right, note taken. Here's how the subject performed in the test of having cave bear guy thrown at him. So that all made perfect sense. It was, I was like, oh yeah, no, this is going to happen. They're going to spar. The Even Steven thing, I don't know what to make of. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's Michael Scott or that I know what it's meant for. I looked at it as like, okay, that's interesting because if that's all it is Will literally saying, you know, okay, we're even now, stop, that would be unsatisfying. But I tend to not think that's what Will means because Will isn't saying what he means to Hannibal these days. So I'm at a loss to give you an explanation of what he did mean though. So I'm a little hung up on it too.
And it might be one of those things where in the moment it seems silly, but then there's a deeper meaning or layer that is revealed to us later that if we were binging it, we would appreciate sooner. But for right now, I found this episode not very satisfying. But
well, that's because you're in a hurry. That's why you like binging. You're in a hurry. You want all the answers. I think it's fine to kind of let it roast, let it sit there, let it simmer, see what it is.
Yeah. You are more patient than I am.
Not usually. just in this particular instance, I think.
So it sounds like you like this episode a little bit more than I did.
It was fine. I think the words you just said were absolutely true. I liked this episode a little more than you did. I also found myself doing a couple of other things while watching it as well.
Right.
Maybe it was the pacing, right? It's not so much the substance of the show. Maybe this particular episode just didn't quite have the pace that some of the other ones
do. It never quite hit the groove that other episodes do. Like most of the other episodes hit a groove where it's like, yeah, I think pretty much everything else in my life can wait for a few minutes. And this one never
or
got
like,
close
oh,
to
I,
that.
I can't look away. I need to see this.
Right.
There was a lot of points here where I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure I know where that's going to go for the next
one. An omelet with some liver in it. I don't know. Probably a human liver. Who cares? I don't know. You know.
I mean, it probably tastes great. Right? Yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
Mm. Yeah.
Let me press pause on this show and go eat liver with
and
the
go
omelet.
Eat John's liver.
Eat John's.
Okay. You got to be careful when your boss is watching Hannibal. I'm just saying.
Duly noted. I like that this
all
is live streamed
John,
on the record.
John is like, all of a sudden, I'm not comfortable with this cosplay game anymore. I'm really sorry I brought that in.
Where's my Hannibal costume? I need to exert dominance.
Yes, I need to be Hannibal. If you're anyone's cosplaying, you want to cosplay as Hannibal. That's all I got on 209.
Yeah, it was a bit weird because it felt just a bit lighter on substance than I'm accustomed to from the show.
Concentration.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a little more Monster of the Week in this one than usual, maybe.
Kind of a crappy Monster of the Week.
Yeah, I mean, he was all right.
Sorry. Kind of a least best of all of the Monsters of the Weeks they've done.
I just kept thinking of Clan of the Cave Bear because they brought up Cave Bear.
Yeah.
That is Hannibal Season 2, Episode 9. And that is spoiler in time for today. You may be wondering, well, you've watched all of Toast of London in 1 week, you impatient bastards. What are you going to do next time? Well, next week we will begin watching Netflix's Jupiter's Legacy. That is their superheroes across generations, Mark Miller property. We'll also continue to watch Hannibal, and we're going to watch the movie that Brian was raving about on Cord Killers, Nobody, and talking about it on Spoiler in Time next week. Talk to you then.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.